Alex Will, a graduate student at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, calls herself a ninja of the night, but it has nothing to do with martial arts. Will is a biologist who studies the foraging behavior of the rhinoceros auklet, a seabird which returns to land only once every 24 hours during Alaska's short summer nights. Despite climate change, receding ice pack, ocean acidification, and other environmental pressures on Arctic species, the rhinoceros auklet, or rhino for short, is thriving. And Will is determined to discover why. She spent 2 months last summer on a storm-battered mound of volcanic rock 10 miles out in Sitka Sound called St. Lazarus Island. Will captured and tagged rhinos to gather data on their movements at sea and collected feathers to analyze their physiology. Although it was not part of her research, Will also captured sounds as thousands of nesting pairs of rhinos and other birds descended on St. Lazaria every evening. She sent this audio postcard.
So the way the night goes on the island, it starts off and the rhinos come in right at dusk. One of the recordings has gulls in the background, and so you're hearing these really obnoxious gulls. They're really loud. The really low mooing is the rhinos as they start to come in, and I think there's a couple crashes that happen too. And there'll be this really short period of time where they'll be mooing in kind of these waves where they are really excited about getting back and either are just standing around mooing or they'll also moo when they get into their burrow. They pretty quickly get drowned out by storm petrels, so that's the ones that go doo-doo-doo-doo and are squawking. And then usually about an hour before dawn, the rhinos start coming out of their burrows and socializing, and that's when they really start mooing. And that one is where you have the really, really, really loud mooing, and then there's a couple hootalootus tossed in there from the storm petrels. That's my favorite time of night, is when I can make it to right before dawn, because they get out, and then as the light starts coming back, the petrels die down, and then it's just this really, these waves of these moos that kind of sweep across the whole colony. All these seabirds, while they aren't adapted to terrestrial life at all, and some of them, murres are a really good example, they're, you know, on the cusp of being completely marine. You know, they incubate their eggs for like 30 days, raise a chick in about 2 weeks, and then they're back to the ocean. Rhinos have a lot longer time on land, but all that said, it's the most important part of their life cycle, right? Because that's when they're passing on their genes to the next generation. I just need a bird that has fish so that I know it's a breeder, but I don't need to catch it again. I just need it for that one sample. And then for the fledglings, most of them I catch with a sort of a small landing net, but I have managed to grab a couple. As long as you sneak up on them, they're pretty clueless. You know, they're wandering around kind of very new to the world, I guess. And so you'll see them just kind of wandering back and forth. And if you startle them, they'll disappear. But as long as you can sneak up on them, they're not as quick as the adults are.